Can the peg give me Mishnah Ches? Masrek shall pishton shenitlushino vinishtaya bashtaim tome. This is a comb of pishton. They comb out, the pishton comes in thickly gathered together piles. It grows very thick. So mele has to be combed down in order to then be processed to be turned into cloth, into thread. Shenitlushinov vinishtaya bashtaim. The comb that's used, the thick comb that's used to comb it out, the teeth, the prongs were taken out, but it does have two, tome, because it can be functioning, me'ein melakta, it can be used, bedoichek zolzayin, but it can be used. V'achas tohor, one, obviously can't be used, because the combing is from the pressure between the two teeth. V'kulon, achas bifnei atzmon, all the teeth of the comb, when each one is by itself, tmeos. Each one is a sharp metal piece, and it could be used, the Mepharshim say, lichtoiv al gabe pinkish al shaiva, which we had before, the sharp kli that has some functional purpose, could be mekabel tuma. When it's on the masrek, then obviously it's not roi lichziva. So on the masrek, it's mekabel tuma as being part of the kli, and if there's only one, it's not mekabel tuma anymore. The Sheltzemer, this is a masrek that's used to comb out not thick piles of pishton, but thick piles of tzemer, of wool. Shenitlushin of achas menetayim. One prong is pulled out. Let's say there are three. One is pulled out from between the other two on either side. They aren't too close enough to each other, tohor, because now it can't be used. Nishtaya b'sholosh b'mokem echad. If three of them are in one place, tomei. This needs a hazmat. Sounds over here in this line of the Mishnah that you need three in a row in order to make it functional. That's Oisik Ke'en Malachta Rishoyna, and it's Makabal Tumah. In the previous line of the Mishnah, Sheltzemesh and Nitlushin of Achas Benetayim Tohor, if one is taken out from between each two, so you don't have two next to each other, then it can function. It sounds like if you had two next to each other, then it could pull. There's enough. Grab between the two shinayim that it could be oisir me'en malachtoi. So which one is it? So the answer is the Mepharshim explain that the masrik tzatzemer, anyways, you see that's not the same thing as the masrik shopishron. Masrik shotzemer, you need more koyach in the comb because the hairs of the tzemer are more tangled up than sibe pishton. And memela, you need a lot of different pieces. The way they look, the Mepharshim show, is that there's two rows of closely aligned shinayim prongs. There's a bunch of, let's say there's 10 on each row. So the way the Mepharshim explained these two lines in the Mishnah is that there's a difference between the outer row and the inner row. The shura chitzoinis needs, in order for it to function well, at all, minimally, it needs three. Nitlu shinayim of the shura pnimis, the masrek cannot function, or the masrek is broken, when it doesn't have two consecutive. The Pashta Chilik, in which row we're talking about, Lagabi, the functionality of the Kli, when it's considered Nishba. Hoysa Chitzoina Achas Mehem. Chitzoina doesn't mean the outer row that we just spoke about, the row that's closer to the handle and the row that's closer to the edge. It means on the right and the left of the masrek, there are bigger combs. You have this, by the way, in our combs also. There are bigger prongs on the side, sort of to keep the whole system, but it's they themselves are not sharp enough to actually do the work. So one of those three are one of the chitzenius, tohar, because that doesn't help it function. Nitlu mimenu shtayim v'ason l'makletes. If two of the prongs are taken out, and you turn them into like tweezers. Malka Chaim is tweezers where you pull things. That's the lashon of likut. Malakit is to pull, to pluck. So you turn it into to let's say something that could pluck from eyebrows or something like that. Tmeyois, because then they're a kli. Achas, if one of the prongs were taken out, vidkino, lener oil mituach. Lener means to clean out candle holders and to fix the ner, to place the wick properly. Lemituach means to smooth out a beged, weavers used to use that. They have something with a sharp edge, and they use that to smooth out the edge of the beged. I'm not sure exactly how that looks. So that's also a use, and it's tameh. Now this is l'chayr soiser, what we had before in the Mishnah. We had before by a maser shel pishdon, that the prongs themselves are mekabel tumah v'kula achas achas b'fnei atzmon tameis. And he is saying that their prongs are tameh if you set it up, if you miyachid it for this specific purpose that the Mishnah said. What's the chiluk between the two? Chiluk obviously is in the metzias, a difference between masrik shel pishdon and a masrik shel tzemer. A masrik shel pishdon, the prongs are thicker. They're ru'uyos to use, let's say, to carve on what we said on a luach shaiva, to carve in letters without being miyuchav or something else. They're more oimid for a basic shimush. These are thinner. They're not so oimid unless you set them up for something which is not the usual use of it, but you miyachid it lekach. Then it becomes a kli and it's mekabel tumah. What we explained before, by the way, with the line of the Mishnah in the Shtar Bashtai and the Shtar Bashalosh, is a back and forth, interestingly enough, in Yevamos. Comes in over there, Agav. It's in Yevamos, Tafnim Gimel, and the Gemara goes back and forth, and there's a machlokes over there in the Rishon, exactly how to read the Gemara. The way we read the Gemara over there is based on the Tosis Yom Tov over here. Okay, now we're going to start Perek Yud Dalet. Mishnah Aleph, Klei Matchois Kamohem Shi'uron. This is a very important question, and the Shaila is like this. It's a fundamental principle. We discuss this in the Hagdoma to Kli Cheres as one of the basic distinctions between Kli Cheres and Kli Matches. Kli Cheres, heyois, it's something cheap. So when a Kli Cheres is punctured, it's cracked, it's broken. So as long as it can still function as something, we had a halacha called Grutois, it's still considered a Kli. The Kli, anyways, is not such a high end item. So, as long as it's still functioning as something, no, it'll still be used. The same way the Kli Cheres were originally used, they'll be used now also. Kli Matches, the fundamental idea is that a Kli Matches is something that was made professionally, like we said. It's something that's produced and designed for a specific purpose. If it's designed for a specific purpose, the only thing that keeps it intact, even when it's broken, is the klal that we've mentioned more than a few times in Perek Yud Gimel, called that's Oysim Ein Melachti Rishon, in Loshon of Etesefta. What that means is that you could still see it as a hemshich of the original use, even in a compromised way. However, if it's oise epis a malacha, but not me'ein malach de rishoyna, so then we see it as ois kli. Kli matechas, a person doesn't put in a bidievetika situation. If it's broken, he'll take it, he'll fix it. It has enough cheshivas that he'll go the extra mile, he'll fix it. He's not going to use it for just anything. So it's only if it's oise malach de rishoyna that noch hot hashem of the original kli. And because of that, the Mishnah asked the Shaila, Kamehem Shiuron, we're talking about Kli Matchis, that what's Nishbar is the clay kibbol. Remember that a Kli Matchis Be'etzem does not need a base kibbol, a toich, in order to be Mekabel Tumah. A flat Matechis, Kli Matechis, is Mekabel Tumah. But if it was set up as a Kli, and it has a base kibbol, and now it's broken, so if it's not Oisimein Malach to Rishayna, even though Be'etzem could still function, it's a flat kli. Why can't you use it? No. It's a broken clay matchis with a base kibbol. It has to be oisa me'in malach to rishayna. What's the shear in that? Hadli. A dli is a bucket. It's used to lower down into a well. Kedei l'malos boy. It was used originally to fill up water. So it used to be 1 gallon. It broke. It's not a gallon. It's a half a gallon. It's a third of a gallon. A quarter of a gallon. Something. It has to be kedei l'malos boy on some level water. Me'in malach to rishayna. Kumkum. Kumkum is, they call that an avrid also, it's a kettle to heat up water. Kedei liyachem boy, a certain amount of water, alayish, whatever is minimally functional. Mecham, a mecham is bigger than a kumkum, so the oisim alayim malachtoi is going to have to be a little bit bigger. Kedei lekabel sloim, it has to be a large size coin, that means it's not a minimal amount, it's a little bit bigger. Halefes, a lefes is a big frying pan, and it's used to put in other kelim, to wash other kelim. Kedei lekabel bekitoinos. You have to be able to put small little kelim, minimally, inside. Kitoinos are these small kelim, kedei lekabel prutos. What's called, it contains something. You can put in a minimal, tiny coin. Midos yayin, biyayin, smallest amount of wine. Midos shemen, is eisimei melachta, when you can put in the minimal amount of bishemen. Belezai mekulon, Beprutais. Rabbi Elazar gives one uniform thing to all these types of kelim, even midas yayin v'shemen, is there is a mahalach to put in prutais. Kanira that the shear is smaller, and memela we mishay bepruta. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, hamachusach chatifa, a metal kli that's missing chatifa is the cover. Tomei, because it's still a kli gomer without the cover. V'hamechusel litisha, if it's missing litush, what's litush? If it's missing polishing, smoothing, finishing, toho. Now, Rebbe Kiva's halacha is not nesiachas to a kli that broke. It's talking about when is something called a gemar kli, when it's made originally. So why is the Mishnah put over here? That's a good question. The Pashtus, the answer has to be, Mishnah Stavis talks about this, is that the Mishnah is highlighting, with this last statement as well, the Yichudius of Kli Matris. The Etzem Halacha of the Mishnah, of the Shir Shvarim, is a din that's in contradiction to a lot of different Shiurim that we have, like Gabi Kli Or, and Kli Eitz, and Kli Cheres. The Marshal. In the beginning of the third Perek, 10 parakim ago, 11 parakim ago, we have a kli cheres. If it's miyuchad la'achila, shiur b'moitzis eisim, miyuchad la'mashkin, b'koinis mashkin. The gabi kli eitz, we have in Perek Yud Zayin, we'll have in Mirtz Hashem, that the shiur of a kli is shiur b'moitzis rimoin. The Rambam paskins that way. There's another shiur, the gabi kli or, we'll have in Mirtz Hashem later on. Hachemes, which is a kli or shiura, bepikio yishol shesi. There's different shiurim. Kli matchis. We have the shiur. We have a naya lomdus called me'oise me'en malachta. And this is a bazunder word. So Rabbi Senu Achrenim talk about it. What you have to say is what we said before. Is that by kli matchis, it's not enough that it's a kli. It has to be that kli. The chshivus of a kli matchis defines it as a kli when it's there for what it's designed as. Because the ikar of a kli matchis is the fact that it has an intelligent design and it was made professionally. That being said, that's taka the pshat and why at the beginning stage, kli matchis is also more kal and it's only roid to be mekabel tumo when it has a din of litush and has a cover and it has goel mikli matchis. All these halachas are coming in Sheir Shechot. That's l'chor the biur of this Mishnah. Achroinim bring Mishnah Stais brings a arichus of Mar Mekaymis that in Shabbos the Daftazayin Amid Beis legabi the gzera. That's where you have the gzeris of Tum V'Haz Beisham and Beisil that a kli matchis that was reconstructed. It goes back l'tumoso and it's ois nishbar. So when it has a hole in it, it becomes ois, and when you fill the hole, it goes back. What's the share of a hole that it became ois? So Rashi says, "Oy, k'day tarosoy, k'moytzi rimoin." Rashi says, "Why Rashi says k'moytzi rimoin? The share k'moytzi rimoin is not true. L'chad the share by a kli matchis is k'moytzi shuhu." So there's a ganze shmuz. Achreinim have a whole shmuz that maybe there's a machlokes, maybe there is a mandama that holds k'moytzi rimoin by a kli matchis. L'chayra Mishnah's tiris is massive. Achreinim certainly there's ma'ar mekaymus like this. That the shear that you don't go with the regular kamoitzi oichel, moitzi zayis, moitzi rimen is dafka by kli matachas because it needs to be oisim emalacht. It's a bazundere yichudik mailo by kli matachas. So that can't be the pshat. So where did Rashi get by kli matachas that there should be over here the shear which is part and parcel of regular kalim, not kli matachas? So the Mishnah says it brings my makaymus that enachanami. The moitzi rimen has no shaykhis with making something ois kli, something that was a kli, and making it ois kli. The moitzi rimen is the pshat, even if you made it that way lechatchila, it wouldn't be royal lekabel tumah, because if it's moitzi rimen, it's not functional in the first place. There's also legabi, what's called a toich. If it's kemoitzi rimen, it has no toich whatsoever. And even if it was made that way, it wouldn't be considered a toich to be metamah migavoy. There's another gzera by a kli matchis that can be mekabel one side or to the other. That's the raid. But really, the shiurim by kli matchis are a whole different barrier than the other type of kelim the way we mentioned.